Due to illness, the part of the third coyote in tonight's opening will be played by a formerly wayward gerbil.
Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. To Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spinner inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you, with riders in the sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with the 2,713th performance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, Riders in the Sky, once again coming from the beautiful Emory Theater in downtown Cincinnati. And thanks to you, Texas Vic Spender, old poultry pusher himself, from way down south of the border. Well, we'd like to take a moment to introduce us very briefly to Slim, Ranger Doug, Woody Paul, our Riders in the Sky, and our orchestra is led by Joey, the Cow Polka King. We begin tonight's thrilling episode of our radio show with a tune the king himself is going to sing. I'm Santa Fe Bound.
A 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. I'm Santa Fe Bound. I'm on my way. Gonna find the maiden that I left way back in old Santa Fe. Just my pony and me bid my buddies farewell. I'm riding for that old hacienda by the end of Santa Fe Trail. I wanna be beneath the New Mexico moon and the Santa Fe sky. Gonna let the breeze in the juniper trees sing me to sleep at night. I'm roping a ride.
I'm roping a ride
on a tumbleweed's tail.
On a tumbleweed's tail.
Riding for that old hacienda by the end of the Santa Fe Trail. Moon and the Santa Fe sky. Don't let the breeze and the juniper trees sing me to sleep at night. I'm roping a ride.
I'm roping a ride
on a tumbleweed's tail.
On a tumbleweed's tail.
Riding for that old
hacienda by the end of the Santa Fe Trail.
Riding for that old
hacienda by the end of the Santa Fe Trail. Santa Fe Trail.
Folks, there's no free lunch. Here's your check for this week's feast of entertainment, a commercial message from Camp Firelight Records.
Hello, children. I'm Father Flim O'Flamagan, founder of the world-famous Home for Wayward Gerbils. You know, many a stony heart has been melted by the lilting sound of my Wayward Gerbils boys' choir singing Mither Machree and Tooraloora. But times have changed. My retirement fund needs a boost. That's why we're offering a sensational new album, Hot in the Head, the Wayward Gerbil Boys Choir Catches Saturday Night Fever. Aye, children, disco was big and now it's back, relevant as today's fish wrap. Think of the thousands of hours of wholesome pleasure your family will receive listening to the finest disco hits performed by formerly Wayward Gerbils. To tell from the original, isn't it, children?
I like the nightlife, I like the boogie, down on the disco.
Put on your gold chain and your white suit and sing along.
Gotta make a move to a town that's right for me. Maybe do a show in the downtown Cincinnati.
Children, talk about it all you want, and then pick up the phone and call 1-900-WAYWARD, and act before common sense takes over. I'll send you absolutely free the Wayward Gerbil Girls Choir and the hits of the McGuire Sisters.
Oh, you know how I love you.
Yes, children, listen to Brother Bender.
You order the Wayward Gerbil Boys Choir Disco Album, plus the Wayward Gerbil Girls Choir. Sincerely, call 1-900-WAYWARD. All of this furry nocturnal excitement is only $9.99.
Don't wait another moment, children. You might break a poor Irish mither's heart. Do it now before polyester goes back out of style. Remember,
play the funky music, white boy!
Riders Radio Theater sends a great big Western howdy to our station of the week, WVXR in Richmond, Indiana.
Howdy, Richmond!
And now here's the king of the cowboy fiddlers with a little of Cliffhanger Waltz, Chapter 6. Doug to introduce a man who will introduce a man who will entertain your socks off.
Thank you, Texas Vicks Bender, purveyor of poultry. Woody Paul, crank up that old attention span and tell us who is the special guest star on tonight's show.
Huh? Oh, let me see here. Next page. All right, Ranger Doug, we have a Montana musician with us tonight. He's well known out in the Big Sky Country for his songwriting, singing, and his band, Great Northern. We've known him for years and pushed a lot of beef to market with him. Please, folks, a thunderous ovation for Rob Quest.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rob.
Nice of you to come visit us from way up there in old Montana.
Yes. I come from the Two Medicine Country up in the Glacier County area. And
well, that's great. I've been reading those Ivan Doig books.
Well, as a matter
that.
Of fact, Ivan Doig is just came from about 20 miles down the road from where I grew up, and we consider him our finest rider from that area.
Well, yeah. He sure is a great one. Ride With Me, Mariah, Montana, and yeah. The English Creek, and all those books.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because the song I'm about to sing was actually inspired by one of Ivan Doig's books. He talks about the Two Medicine Country, and it's Blackfoot Country, the Blackfeet, named the Two Medicine River from building their lodges 2 years in a row on the Two Medicine River. And so I decided to make a song called Two Medicine.
Mm-hmm. was a mood of sadness on the old North Trail. When the first of the white men came to a land the Indians called to medicine, and it would never be the same. The blood pagan and Apple Cooney called this mountain prairie land their home. So began the battle cries, and in everybody's eyes came a hatred like I'd never known. True medicine, two kinds of men. I'm a Christian man in the land of the Blackfoot medicine. There's a wild wind blowing, the mountains call to me. What a gift to be given, to be living wild and free. Now there's too many dead and gone to mourn for, but what we have is here and now. Can we learn the gift of spirit and harmony? Can we show each other how? Two medicine, two kinds of men, and I'm a Christian man in the land of the Blackfoot medicine. There's a wild wind blowing, the mountains call to me. What a gift to be given, to be living wild and free. There's a wild wind blowing, the mountains call to me. What a gift to be given, to be living wild and free. True medicine.
Thank you.
We've worked many shows, Rob, through the West, and it's always a delight.
Yeah. Rob, you're a mighty man with a great big hat.
Oh, thanks, Too Slim.
I like that in an entertainer.
Well, thanks.
How do you like our little radio show? Pretty cool, huh?
Well, yeah.
Huh?
Well, yeah, I guess.
What do you mean, you guess? You mean you're not thrilled down to your little boot tips to be here?
Well, nothing personal, Too Slim, but this wasn't exactly my choice.
Say what?
Well, you see, I had this manager. Well, actually, I had this manager, and he booked me on some really weird gigs, you know, that just before I fired him.
Oh. Huh.
And he kept saying, well, public radio cowboy shows are the wave of the future. There's no Ed Sullivan anymore, and the place to break big in public is radio cowboy shows.
Well, it sounds like he had the pulse of contemporary entertainment, all right.
In spades, and that's why I fired him. Well, I got to fulfill, you see, all these weird gigs.
Well, we're just glad you could be on our show. Best of luck to you, Rob. Another big hand, folks. A big round of acclaim for our old buddy, Rob.
Thank you.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Al Val. We'll be right back. Continue with the National Big Band Polka Countdown. Here's survey song number 8. Renesse. Okay. We'll be right back. Rat. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now, Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 6 of the exciting Western melodrama, The Lost Suburb of Gold. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, there is a legend in Tumbleweed Valley that an ancient tribe called the Cliffhangers built a very big and very nice pueblo made of mud and straw. Outside the city limits of this particular pueblo was a fabulously wealthy suburb made of gold. Finding this fabulous treasure was the lifelong dream of Senator Sterling Marm, the late father of Miss Marm, Tumbleweed Valley's terrific school teacher. But though Senator Marm came very close, he never found it. Then, 22 years after he passed away, Miss Marm found a clue in his Senate appointment book, a clue that sent Riders in the Sky to the Richard M. Nixon Presidential Library. Meanwhile, Slocum and Charlie, while in Spain, forged an ancient land grant giving all of Tumbleweed Valley to one of Slocum's ancestors. Then the miscreants boarded a plane, which has just brought them to the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. And now, episode 6, entitled, Slocum Does Dallas. At Miss Marm's prune ranch, Riders in the Sky are just telling Miss Marm about their amazing discoveries that they made at the Richard M. Nixon Presidential Library.
More peas and prunes too, Slim?
Oh, gosh, yes, Miss Marm.
Here you go. Woody, have some more prune succotash casserole.
Oh, gee, thanks, Miss Marm.
Ranger Doug, more prune-stuffed chicken?
Oh, yes, thank you, Miss Marm.
You're welcome. Side meat, please have another prune croissant.
No.
Why, no, they're not as good as your biscuits. You must give me your biscuit recipe.
What?
Why? Good question. Ranger Doug, you said over the phone that you had some important news about the lost suburb of gold. Were you able to find President Nixon's tape of his meeting with my father?
We were indeed, Miss Marm, and oddly, as your father was leaving, President Nixon said, I have on my desk a request sent over by your office for a permit allowing you to search for the lost treasure on federal lands. Where were you going to search?
Yeah, and your father said Fort Wiley Military Reservation.
Yeah.
So that's where he started.
Exactly. And that's where we'll start. You see, even though your father had a permit to search on federal lands authorized by the president, he still would have to contact Fort Wiley and file an exploration plan.
Yeah, that's the law.
Then he would certainly have done so.
Yes, undoubtedly. And that should give us a very valuable clue as to how he planned to search for the lost suburb of gold. But there is one more thing.
What?
An atom bomb.
A what?
It's a device whose violent explosive power is due to the sudden release of atomic energy resulting from the splitting of the nuclei of a heavy chemical element by neutrons in a very rapid chain reaction.
Thank you, Woody. But what I meant was, what do you mean?
Well, gosh, I can't make it much simpler than that.
Excuse me, Woody. Let me explain this, please. You see, Miss Marm, after your father left, we heard President Nixon pick up the phone, call someone, and okay a secret nuclear test at Fort Wiley.
Yeah, he asked them to do it the day after his meeting with your father.
I never heard about any nuclear test in Tumbleweed Valley. Do you think they really carried it out?
I don't know, but I don't have to know. What I do know is that when we get to Fort Wiley, we'll find out.
Well, I'm going with you.
Okay, then we leave tomorrow morning.
Good.
Yeah, but I'll be doing the cooking.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, back at the Dallas International Airport, Slocum and Charlie are having a hard time finding a place to hold up between planes.
I never seen such a crowded airport. Every place is packed. Every seat is taken. What are we going to do for 2 hours till our plane takes off?
Look, there's a place over there we haven't tried yet, boss. It's an accordion bar.
Yeah, I'd as soon scratch my nails on a chalkboard for 2 hours.
There might be some seats there. Anywhere else.
Yeah, well, all right. Hey, looks like the accordion player's on break. Come on.
Right.
A few minutes later, Slocum and Charlie are seated at the accordion bar.
What'll it be, General? Well, whatever.
I'll have a pink lady. That comes with a little umbrella, right?
Whatever you want, Ace.
Okay. Well, I want a in it then, and a cherry and an orange slice, too.
You got it. What about you, big boy? What do you want?
I'll have a shot of ice cold. Plumber.
I like a man who thinks his drain cleaner straight up.
Yeah, right. Hey, I want a little umbrella, too.
Sure thing.
You know, Charlie, I think she likes it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, here she comes with the drink.
move.
What do I do?
I'll pay for the drinks and tip her big.
Oh, right.
Here you go, boys. A pink lady.
Yeah.
And a nice cold shot of liquid plumber. That'll be $8.
There you go, darling. Keep the change.
My, you don't see many bills this size around here. A $9 bill.
Good grief.
Yeah, and there's plenty more where that from, Tootsie.
All right, bud. Fork over some real money or I'll call the cops.
Just a little joke. Here you go. Here's a 10. Yeah, I'll be needing some change.
Why am I not surprised? Here you go. What a pair of aces.
Nice move, Mr. Debonair.
Oh?
That's the last time I let you counterfeit the money. Uh-oh.
Hey, look.
Just when you think things can't get any worse.
Yeah, the accordion player is back.
Well, let's make the best. Hey, Bud, you take requests?
No.
Come on, this is an accordion bar. You gotta take requests.
No, I don't.
Come on, play as crime goes by.
Listen, for the last time, Bud, don't take... Quest.
This could get you fired.
I should be so lucky.
Okay, how about stealing? I'm always out there stealing.
Oh, get real.
Look, if you have a song, just say so. Someone's got to do it.
I don't know how to play that song.
Hey, pal, it's easy. Here, I'll hum it and you get you started here. Da 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 da. Had it. Had it. Had it. Yeah. Yeah, you got it. We need some. Now, let's see. When you're stuck in a lousy airport and the plot is slowing down, and you gotta sit and listen to some old accordion, and...
Great. Nice rhyme, Slocum.
Oh, yeah? You think it's easy being a songwriter, Charlie?
Yeah, I do. There's nothing to it.
Yeah, let's hear you do it, then.
Okay. Tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree.
Wait a minute.
Knock three times if you still want me.
Charlie, that kind of plagiarism deserves a major hand. You're the kind of jerk we need in this jerk band. Because the plot demands an evil man. Yeah, to prove the good are good, someone's gotta put him through it. Even Shakespeare in his glory put good villain in his story. It's a dirty job. But someone's got to do it. Pretty good song, eh, pal?
Yeah, wait. Well, it suits my blood, but let me get a crack at a verse here.
Yeah, our guest.
When you've got the kind of manager who likes to keep you booked, you wind up playing crazy gigs you never should have took. But you swallow your artistic pride, you pack your bags and go, and you'll wind up in Cincinnati on a lunar cowboy show.
Because the plaster man. An evil man.
To prove the good are good, someone's gotta put him through it. Even Shakespeare in his glory put good villains in his story. It's a dirty job,
but someone's gotta do it.
Some would argue with that, but at any rate, eventually Jim and Charlie tear themselves away from the accordion bar and board their flight for Tumbleweed Valley's Moron Field. The next day, the sun shines brightly on Tumbleweed Valley as Riders in the Sky and Miss Marm hit the trail.
Underfoot Riley, the last outpost, on turbo!
As they ride towards one of the least explored areas left on this planet, they quickly leave all traces of civilization behind. The country is rugged and the road is narrow. By carefully avoiding 7-Elevens and firecracker stands, they make good time and reach their destination late that afternoon. But what they find is not exactly what they expected.
Stop, Senator. Stop now.
Gosh, Fort Riley looks different. What's that thing way up there over the forward parapet?
If I didn't know better, I'd say it was a crow's nest.
Ahoy there. State your business in this port.
It's Corporal O'Two.
He's up in the crow's nest.
Did he say port?
Corporal O'Two? It's Riders in the Sky.
Ahoy, Riders in the Sky. But it's not Corporal O'Two. It's First Class Seaman, First Class O'Two.
You did say port.
O'Two, open those gates and let us in.
Are you asking permission to come aboard?
The heat must have got to him.
Ensign O'Two, First Class, or whatever. Permission to come aboard.
Permission granted. Accordion player, pipe them aboard!
Where the accordion player piping, 702 lowers the gangplank. And then a mighty perplexed Riders and an astonished Miss Marm guide their mounts up the gangplank and into Port Wiley.
Great balls of fire, what next?
What next indeed? Where is this plot going? Why is this plot going? Well, you won't find the answers to these questions in the next issue of Victory at Sea, but you will find them right here. And same station, next week in episode 7 of The Lost Suburb of Gold, entitled Nocturnal Commission. It's a moody blend of psychotronic melodramatic flavors you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this, the end of the mind. Now here again are Riders in the Sky, Joey the Cowpoke King, and Rob Quist.
That's the Texas Vix.
There's an early American way of life, still living on in my dreams. It was a life I was living when I was a kid, and almost forgotten it seems. And I was roping and throwing and branding, working cattle all day. It's burned like a brand on the heart of the man. The Riders call it the cowboy way. And there's a song that's singing to me every night, and was a great part of those dreams. It was a song that we sang in the early twilight, lit by a campfire's gleams. But then somewhere between here and there, that song got lost in the night. Someone's big mouth said that Western's gone. It was gone without even a fight. And Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, those names I revered. Oh, how could we let them go? And even now, Marty Robbins, he whispers to me, son, don't you be resting till the country is going back. Country and Western.
This is the VXU Radio Network.